your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire. Wow, let me stand, baby. Let me stand. Yeah, baby. Listen here, baby. Stop acting so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just come play with me and you won't get burned. I have only one itch and desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
This is DJ Noni, and I'm the host of Finding Your Voice. Join me every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a treasure trove of life wisdom that will help you navigate and find your way as you discover who you are and what your purpose is. I'll share personal and professional experience, interviews, letters from listeners, and inspiration. What can I do to support and encourage you as you become who you want to be on your journey? Life, we can do this thing. And that'll be on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much.
This was never the I know you're saying something, but I can't hear you. You're talking about nothing, but I can't hear you. Say so you need to change the subject, but I can't hear you. If you ain't talking money,
good morning. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the kickoff with Yema Baby. Every Monday, 7 to 8 in the morning, at only at radio.dominican.edu. I know you've been waiting for me. I just got to the studio. It's raining outside. The weather's not so good. So, lots and lots of things were going on over the weekend. And first and foremost, yesterday I was at the lacrosse game. Dominican University of California was playing. And they had a good game, but unfortunately they lost. But I just want to give a shout out to the male lacrosse team at Dominican University of California. Yeah, over Saturday we had a game. Dominican University club team, which, yeah, my baby is one of them. We had a good game. We gave Chico State a run for their money, and we just enjoyed ourselves really well. We had fun. So I want to give a shout out to Dominican University club team. Yema Baby being one of them. Domingo in the lineup. Michael Misumuri in the lineup. Josh. Alvaro from Spain. Aziz. Ferraz. Matt. Our goalkeeper was the best player in that particular game. He was shining and he stopped goals from going in. So we lost the game, but we took the defeat as big men. It was good. Football is good. Our next coming game, we're going to be playing Sacramento. No, not Sacramento. Sorry about that. We're going to be playing Sonoma State on Sunday. So I can't wait for that. That is going to be a massive game because the last game, like a lot of fans came at Chico State. And it was just like a big turnout. And I know our players, like right after the game, they was just like, whoa, we never expected this, but that was good. Apart from that, there was a lot of action going on over the weekend. And FA Cup being one of them. We had La Liga. And there was no Premier League action this weekend. So right now, like, a lot of people are complaining. A lot of people are just whining. And these people that are whining are from Arsenal Football Club in London. So they just can't stop talking about their coach or their football manager, Arsene Wenger. So I mean, my friends that support Arsenal, they want the guy gone because they be like, this guy is not performing right now. We appreciate all his services that he has ever given to the club, but right now it's just time for him to pack up and leave. That's what they're telling me. I can't stop laughing when they tell me that, because like, I know that there is a time when we perform as a club, and there is a time that, you know, it's, things are not just going so good. Like right now, Arsenal is just, dude, they've conceded 6 goals in a span of 1 week. The last time they were beaten 4-0 in the Champions League, they were playing AC Milan, and Ibrahimovic, after the Arsenal game, or after the game, you know, he was the best player in that particular match. So right after the game, he was like, that game against Arsenal has been the best game in my career as an AC Milan player, because I have never felt so good. So that is what Ibrahimovic said, and he said that he has never had a sweet victory like that, because he provided assists, like all of the assists basically. He scored a goal himself, and you could see by his celebration just how happy he was, how happy he felt. So Arsenal right now, I pity you. I don't support you. But y'all guys are good. I mean, you got a good team, but you're just not performing. So I don't know about this whole youth thing. Like, you keep saying that you guys are young and you got a lot of time to catch up, and y'all been saying that for 6 or 7 seasons right now. So it's another season trophyless for Arsenal, and you're going home without nothing. You're not going home with no FA, you're not going home with no Premier League, no Champions League, no Europa League. Speaking of Europa League, Manchester United beat Ajax in Amsterdam, Holland. They beat them 2-0, and that was a good performance and good display by Manchester United. So Chicharito, right after the game, he was like, this game, UEFA, the Europa Cup, we are going to lift it. Nani say the same thing. Unfortunately, Valencia was injured after supplying a good pass to Wayne Rooney, who later gave the pass to Chicharito, and Chicharito netted the goal in. So Manchester United, good performance. Good performance from the boys. And by the look of things, like, you know, Ajax are coming for the second leg at Old Trafford. And we are just waiting to see how Manchester United is going to do. If Ajax are going to step up their game, because, you know, it's the Europa League and it's just like the Champions League. Once you lose at home like 2-0, then that means that pretty much you're kind of out of the race, because they have to come to Old Trafford and they have to beat Manchester United 3-0. So I don't know if they can do that, but we're just waiting. We're just waiting to see if they can step up their game. And Manchester City, also at the Europa League, they won. Sergio Aguero came off the bench to win it. It was a tight game because Manchester City were trailing 1 goal down before Balotelli headed the first goal to equalize. And Balotelli, dude, this guy Balotelli, man, he's just different, man. He's a different football player. Like, I don't understand how somebody can score a goal and an equalizing goal away from home, and he doesn't celebrate. He just has this long face as if he is like, dude, I don't give a what. You know? Yeah, Balotelli, dude. Balotelli is just different. So Aguero gave him the lead, which is which pretty much they're in a good position when they go back home. So Porto will play Manchester City at the second leg, the City of Manchester stadium. So that is also gonna be a tight race, because Porto are also good. So we'll just wait to see about that. And also news in England still. Right now that Arsenal will lose to Sunderland, well, they're pretty much out of the FA. They've been knocked out. Not that they're pretty much out there. They've been knocked out. So they're not in FA no more, which is sad for their fans. Chelsea drew 1-1 against Birmingham City. Speaking of bad performance and the football quality going down, I might say so for Chelsea too, because Chelsea back in the day used to thrash teams like Birmingham City. They used to thrash them like 7-8, 9-10. They used to thrash them a lot of goals, but their football quality has just gone down, man. They are trying to emulate Manchester United and Arsenal, which pretty much the Arsenal system is failing. But as for Manchester United, I mean, things are kind of on track, because they got experienced players like Giggs. They got players like Rio Ferdinand. They got players like Scholes, who came off retirement, you know. And they've mixed all these experienced players with youths, who were like 19, 17, 18, you know, players like the twin Rafael brothers, the twin Fabio and Rafael, you know. So, you know, speaking of Welbeck, Cleverly, Jones, Smalling, you know, all these players are not even 21. So their system pretty much is working out because it didn't just die yesterday the way Chelsea is trying to do it. You know, Manchester United's system, or the way Alex Ferguson is doing it, he started it way back in the day. He started just, you know, bringing in the youth just little by little, slow by slow, and try to incorporate them into the game. So right now, pretty much they got things on track and things are just flowing. So Chelsea is trying to do the same thing, but it's just not working out for them. So, I don't know, man. Chelsea got a second leg coming up with the FA, because if they got, in the first half, they considered one goal and pretty much they were kind of playing, you know, they tried, but they were not playing so well. So fortunately, they got the equalizer, you know, which pretty much holds them or pretty much keeps them in the competition. So we are just waiting to see how that is going to play out, because they have a second leg coming up. And La Liga, Messi, dude, Messi's still making history. Messi's still banging goals. He's still rewriting history. He's still, you know, putting his name in the history books. He's got 4 goals against Valencia. There is no stopping Messi. Messi is hot. Messi is just so hot, and there is no stopping him. So Barcelona won 5-1 against Valencia to bring them back 10 points behind Real Madrid. And so right now they're still in the second position, and Real Madrid is still firmly on the first position. Real Madrid won 4 at home. Cristiano Ronaldo once again in the score sheet. There is no stopping Cristiano Ronaldo too. So he was on the score sheet, and he also like gave assists. And Messi and Ronaldo, they are going at it. They're just, you know, they keep performing, and they keep, you know, showing the world just how good they are. And so pretty much, you know, Guardiola is like right now, he was saying yesterday that he doesn't understand how Barcelona are 10 points behind Real Madrid. And, you know, that it just kind of came as a shocker to him, because all the draws that he's been drawing, you know, all the draws that his team or Barcelona has been held both at home and away has led to this 10 points behind Real Madrid. So we are just waiting. I mean, is he gonna go down to the wire? But Real Madrid so far are in a good position to lift La Liga. It's been a long time coming for them. So we're just gonna wait and see. So let me take you back to the Europa League, where Manchester United was playing in Ajax. Police arrested 142 fans in Amsterdam ahead of that game against Manchester and Ajax. What happened is football fans from the Dutch Giants were caught when they were trying to cause trouble, or they were trying to stop their traveling Manchester United fans. So these fans kind of got together with fans from Belgium, Anderlecht, and they were trying to block the road so that the United fans couldn't get through the stadium. So fortunately, the police like got wind of what was going down or what was about to happen, and they arrested 142 fans who kind of spent like the whole night in jail. So in total, like, all these guys that were arrested, 76 of these people were from Ajax, and 54 were from Anderlecht. So but they were released later, and they went to witness the match. But fortunately, the Nottingham went down, and no fan was injured. So that was good. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, you know? This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about preparation in football. So that was a good gesture from the police, because you shouldn't let stuff like that go down, because kind of it puts your name, or it puts your club in a bad situation. It gives your club a bad name. So that was a good gesture from the police. And right after that game, Javi Hernandez, aka Chicharito, was delighted after the vital Europa League win. So Hernandez told us, I wasn't there, but he told us that we gotta, you know, as Manchester United gotta keep going, and they gotta keep their tempo. They gotta play their game to score, because the goals count, you know. Away goals hold a lot of gravity. So, like I said, right now they're in a farm position. So, Sir Alex Ferguson confirmed that Antonio Valencia will be sidelined for a month, because that knock he picked in the game, it was a bad knock. It was like an ankle injury, and you could see him limping after the game. So, I mean, too bad for Valencia, because Valencia, just like right after his injury, he just kicked the, he just got in the field and he kept running. And he's been player of the month for several months right now, because of all the assists and all the goals that he's provided for Wayne Rooney. So I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss Valencia, but let's just hope and pray for his quick recovery. And to the noisy neighbors, Manchester City, Roberto Mancini kind of urged Mario Balotelli before the game to kind of behave himself, you know, to keep a calm. So he was kind of scared that Balotelli might pick up a red card or might do something stupid, like kind of like he always does. But fortunately, he didn't do none of that. So it was good play for Mario Balotelli, who scored. So I mean, if he keeps like that, kind of Mancini thinks that Balotelli is going to be one of the finest players in England if he just keeps playing football and avoid getting penalized for, like, you know, foolish mistakes. So Balotelli has received like 17 yellow cards and 3 red cards since he came to Manchester City in 2010. That is like a year ago, or like kind of like 2 years ago. But that is a lot. You know, 17 yellow cards in the span of less than 2 years and 3 red cards. It's just, you know, that kind of says a lot about a player's character. So let's just hope that Balotelli is going to change. I mean, he's good. He's one of the players that I fear whenever Manchester United play him. So, because I just know he's going to step up and he's going to do some trick and they're going to score a goal. So I rank Balotelli. I think he's a good player. I don't care what y'all say out there. He's good. So, Champions League love story. Yeah. Barcelona, Leo Messi breaks another record in the Champions League competition. So, his 19th strike in the knockout games kind of made him the youngest player to score a lot of goals in the group stages. Yeah. So apart from the Ballon d'Or, which Messi won, right now Messi is just like, Messi is flying, dude. Messi is all over the news. He's like right now in every fan's mouth. You cannot talk about football without talking about Lionel Messi. So right now Messi has 44 goals in Europe's Premier League competition. And this kind of leaves him sixth on the tournament of all-time list of top goal scorers. He's behind Raul from Portugal. You know, y'all know the legend Raul. Raul got 71. Ruud van Nistelrooy, the legend, got 56. Thierry Henry got 55. Shevchenko 48. And Inzaghi 46. While Cristiano Ronaldo, kind of incidentally, is in the 10th place with 31 goals. So Messi kind of missed the opening the opening stages because he had injuries. But right after he came, he has just been instrumental. And he was instrumental both in the 2009 and 2011 successes against Manchester United finals. Because he netted like a delightful double at Real Madrid last year's semi-final at the Bernabeu. And, you know, when he netted 4 goals against Arsenal, you know what Arsene Wenger called Messi? When he Messi netted 4 goals, single-handedly he destroyed Arsenal in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Wenger went on the interview, and we know which was recorded, and Wenger called Messi a PlayStation. Yeah, yes he did. He called Messi a PlayStation because Messi is unstoppable. He cannot be stopped. So Wenger was like, how do you stop this guy? You know? How do you stop Messi? Messi is so good. And, you know, I can understand Wenger. And so I mean, let's wait and see how Messi is gonna perform the rest of the season. Let's wait and see if he's gonna make Real Madrid. Oh nah, if he's gonna make Barcelona go home with something at the end of the season. Because right now they're just in a farm position. Yeah. So here is Messi for you. And speaking of Messi, I don't know if he's gonna because Argentina kind of right now are not also like doing so good. So I don't know if Messi's gonna do something about that, but at the moment he's ripe. So you have been listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu. So that was the first segment. Coming back on the second segment, don't touch that dial.
Even if time should fade away, baby, my love for you remain the same. Long time she take the vow, about 5 years now, and 5 more years from now, nothing will change. She tell me she holding on. Yeah, yeah. Long time she could have gone. We go through this time and a 2 youth band. So me a hold on for now. Yeah, yeah. We a come from far and we can't turn back star. The love you now go feel, test it against time, it must prevail. This is a real life love story.
Dedicated to Sophia.
Yeah, me love Sophie. Me nah go shame for say you bring me joy. Remember you give me 2 baby boy. The up, the down, the firm ground and the slide. All them time the sheep there by my side. That's why
when she cry me dry, the tears are my eyes.
She don't shy to fight for your man. That's why me love her back. When she cry me dry, the tears on her eyes. She don't shy to fight for your man. That's why me love her back. She tell me she holding on. Yeah, yeah. Long time she could have gone. We go through this time and a 2 youth band. So me a hold on for now. Yeah, yeah. We a come from far. Turn back star.
Remember when we meet, you tell me you are my future, baby, mother, destiny, or something for me believing in. Because what? We get shy, we get a key. My glad say you're there for my team.
Sophia,
you are me American queen. That's why
when she cry me
that's
dry,
why
the tears are my eyes.
She don't shy to fight for your man. That's why
me love her back.
in my baby. When she cry, me dry. The tears on her eyes, she don't shy. We fight for your man, that's why me love her back. She tell me she holding on. Yeah, yeah. Long time she could have gone. We go through this time and a two-youth band. So me a hold on for now. She tell me she holding on. Yeah, yeah. Long time she could have gone. We go through this time and a two-youth band. So me a hold on for now. Yeah, yeah. We are come from far and we can't turn back star.
Dominican.edu. So, if you didn't know, Macy, right? If you didn't know Macy, is if you didn't know, Messi is has become the youngest Barcelona player to make 200 league appearances. Yes. So, if you didn't know, now you know. The youngest player to make 200 appearances for Barcelona is Lionel Messi. Petit, who is a legend, who is an Arsenal legend, he's offered kind of not condolences, but he's offered a crying shoulder for Arsene Wenger. So y'all critics out there, just bear with the situation, because Petit, for Petit to come out and say Wenger is as in low point right now, that means something, right? I mean, that's gotta start for something. And I mean, Wenger has conceded that the Champions League dream is over. So I mean, the rest is over for them. 4 goals, ain't no way they're gonna score 5 goals against AC Milan at Fly Emirates. So pretty much your guys are out. Think about next season, like you always say. So Silvio Berlusconi, who is AC Milan owner, he was so freaking excited. And he said that the Italian giants have overcome a taboo after they beat Aston the 4-0. So on an interview, he was like, indeed, British clubs had become a taboo for us. Even though the national team have now won trophies for many years, Berlusconi told Sky Sport Italia, however, I'm confident we can break it. And he added that you gotta be happy when you win so convincingly that we did. It was great performance made of all beautiful things. Yeah. So y'all, Arsenal gave Silvio Berlusconi something to talk about. Sir Alex Ferguson tips Ryan Giggs to be his successor. Yeah. So here's the thing. Sir Alex Ferguson thinks that Ryan Giggs one day can manage Manchester United. The 70-year-old Manchester United manager has tipped the 38-year-old former Wales international as a serious contender to take over the reins at Old Trafford when he retires. Yeah. Ferguson said that Ryan Giggs, of course, he turns 39 years next season, and he's still playing and he's still good. So Ferguson thinks that Ryan Giggs got what it takes to manage Manchester United. That is a big honor for Ryan Giggs, for Ferguson to say that, because the likes of Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola were kind of heavily linked with that post in recent years. So I don't know if Giggs, I think Giggs is a good player. He's king of the wing right now. He's playing at the midfield, which he's still good at it. I don't know if he can be a good football manager, because I know a lot of times when players tend to retire, they seek coaching roles or coaching positions in their clubs or in their former clubs or in other clubs. So Giggs, that is such an honor for Ferguson to do that, or to say that on your behalf, or to applaud you like that. Still in Manchester United, y'all remember the band that Wayne Rooney got in the international, when Rooney gave this player a kick in the international match. So fortunately for Wayne Rooney, the ban, or the 3-match suspension ban, has been cut to 2 games by the UEFA appeals body, with an additional kind of 1-match penalty suspended for 4 years. So the UEFA appeals body has reduced the suspension imposed on the England striker Wayne Rooney at a hearing in Nyon. So the appeals body, to like that day, declined right after they saw the evidence and they heard Rooney's appeal, they reduced that match, or they reduced the match ban to two, because kind of they saw that Rooney was apologetic, and I mean, he respected the referee and he just walked right off the pitch when the referee gave him a red card. He didn't argue with the referee. He didn't get into any verbal exchange with the referee. And I think that is what made the UEFA appeal body reduce the ban. So, good thing for him, he's only going to miss two games in the group stage, and then he's going to play the third game, which is not so bad, considering, you know, the kick that he got, or that he gave to this player. So still on Wayne Rooney, today we are profiling Wayne Rooney. His name, or his full names, are Wayne Mark Rooney. He was born on the 24th of October 1985, and he's an English footballer who plays as a striker for Premier League club Manchester United and the England national team. Wayne Rooney made his senior international debut in 2003, and he became the youngest player to represent England, a record which has been broken by Theo Walcott. He is English youngest ever goal scorer. He played at UEFA Euro 2004 and he scored 4 goals, briefly becoming the competition youngest goal scorer. Rooney featured at the 2006 and 2010 Club World Cups and is widely regarded as his country's best player. He has won the England Player of the Year award twice in two years in a row, both in 2008 and 2009. As of September 2011, he has won 73 international caps and has scored 28 goals for his country. So along with David Beckham, Rooney is the most red-carded player for England, having been sent off twice. He's a temperamental player and he gets mad really quickly. He's short-tempered. So at age 9, Rooney joined the youth team of Everton, for whom he made his professional debut in 2002. He spent 2 seasons at the Merseyside club before moving to Manchester United. Manchester United paid 25.6 million sterling pounds in 2004, and they bought him over the summer of that of 2004. So the same year, Rooney acquired the nickname Wazza, W-A-Z-Z-A. Since then, with Rooney in the team, United have won the Premier League 4 times, the 2007-2008 UEFA Champions League, and 2 League Cups. He also holds 2 runner-up medals for both the club, the Premier League and the Champions League. In August of the 2011-2012 season, Rooney scored his 150th goal, becoming United's highest goal scorer since the inception of the Premier League. In 2009-2010, Rooney was awarded the PFA Players of the Year and FWA Footballer of the Year. Rooney has won the Premier League Goal of the Season award by the BBC Match of the Day poll on 3 occasions. He was named the 5th Pro World 11 for 2011. Rooney is the 3rd highest paid footballer in the world after Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, with an annual income of 20.7 million euros, which is an equivalent of 18 million sterling pound. So I mean, that also like includes his sponsorship deal. So that is about Wayne Rooney, our player profile for today. If I may take you back to FA, so the second leg between Birmingham City and Chelsea, The kickoff is at 7:45 English time. Yeah, it's gonna be Tuesday 6th of March 2012. So that is gonna be the second leg between Chelsea and Birmingham City. And then Wednesday, because Tottenham also, like, you know, drew with Slaven Nage. They're gonna have a replay also for the second leg, and Tottenham are gonna be at home against Slaven Nage. So the kickoff is Wednesday, 7th March, 2012, the same time, 7:45. And then right after that, by the way, Liverpool put on a very impressive display, and they convincingly won against Brighton. They beat them 5 goals to 1. So they secured semi-final, right now they're in the quarterfinals. So they're gonna be playing Stoke City. Liverpool are gonna be at home. And then Chelsea, whoever wins between Chelsea and Birmingham City are going to play Leicester City. And all these games are going to be played on the 17th of March 2012. So if you want to slot that in on your calendar, 17th of March 2012. Whoever's going to win the encounter between Slaven Nage and Tottenham is going to play Bolton Wanderers. At 3 on the same day, and all these games are gonna kick off at the same time at 3 o'clock England time. Everton won, of course, and they're gonna be playing Sunderland, who are not Arsenal out. So Everton, Sunderland, the quarterfinals, and of course, you know, It's gonna be massive, because Sunderland are good. They got the likes of Wes Brown, John O'Shea, Kieran Richardson, you know, all these former Manchester United players. So that is good. That is the FA. Premier League action comes back over the weekend. I can't wait. I know all y'all out there also can't wait. So those are big games, you know. Whenever the Premier League doesn't kick off over the weekend, I'm always like, I'm missing something, you know, because, I mean, I'm so used to it, and I'm so used to the action, and I love the action, the Premier League action, and also the La Liga action too. So in a short while, I'm gonna give you the fixtures of the games for the upcoming games from the Premier League. So stay tuned for that, because I feel good. I'm just gonna play you something by Beres Hammond. I feel good. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday 7 to 8 only on radio.dominican.edu. All the fans who are tuning in out there, I want to give a shout out to my number one fan in Kenya, Stella Mwania. I got mad love. I love you, girl. And thanks for tuning in. And all the fans who are tuning in out there, I know y'all feel good. That's why Beres Hammond does it for y'all.
What a night, oh gosh, what a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good. Feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on the machine, Wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Oh, wine some more, show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, what a vibe. What a vibe, what a vibe. What a night. What a night, what a night, yes. What a night. Oh, yeah. I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good, I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone. Until you say, I need time to go home. Oh, oh, oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, yes. Oh, what a night. What a night, yes. What a sweet, sweet night, full of vibes. Oh, what a night. What a night, yes. What a night, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. So,
oh, what a night.
The Premier League table as
what
it stands.
A night, what a night.
The Premier League table as it stands right now. Manchester City are at the top. Are at the top of the table with 60 points. After they've played 25 matches. Manchester United come in second with 58 points, followed by Tottenham Hotspurs, who are third with 53 points. Arsenal are fourth with 43 points, followed by Chelsea, who are Arsenal and Chelsea both have 43 points, but Arsenal are top due to they are fourth because they have more scores and they've conceded less goals than Chelsea. So Newcastle United comes in at number six with 42 points, followed by Liverpool, who are seventh with 39. Norwich City, number eight. Sunderland, number nine. Everton, number 10 with 33 points. Swansea City, number 11 with 30, followed by Fulham, Stoke City, who got 30 points too. West Bromwich Albion, number 14. Aston Villa, number 15. Queen's Park Rangers, number 16. Blackburn Rovers, number 17. At the relegation zone, at the bottom three, Wolverhampton Wanderers, they got 21 points. Bolton Wanderers, 20 points. Wigan Athletic, 19 points. So, it's Wigan and Blackburn I've been performing so bad, and as by the look of things, seems like they're gonna be relegated at the end of the Premier League. So the coming fixtures this Saturday, the 25th of February 2012, at 3 p.m. Stamford Bridge, Chelsea are going to be playing Bolton, Newcastle versus Wolves, QPR at home against Fulham, West Brom at home against Sunderland, Wigan against Aston Villa, Man City at 5:30 against Blackburn. So that is on Saturday. On Sunday, Arsenal take on Tottenham, the London Derby. That's gonna be a huge clash. Arsenal versus Tottenham. Norwich is gonna be at home against Manchester United. Stoke City at home against Swansea. And on Saturday 3rd, Liverpool against Arsenal. Huge encounter there. Liverpool against Arsenal at 12:45 noon. At 3, Blackburn against Aston Villa, Man City against Bolton, KPR against Everton, Stoke City against Norwich, West Brom versus Chelsea, Wigan at home against Swansea. That is on the 3rd of March. The 4th of March, Newcastle versus Sunderland, Fulham against Wolves, and that is going to be a Super Sunday. So the big match for that day is going to be against it's going to be Tottenham playing Manchester United. That is huge, because Tottenham number 3 right now, Manchester United number 2. That is going to be a huge game. So Pele had an interview yesterday, and he was just trying to talk about how he was born to play soccer. I don't know how, you know, way back in the day. Well, I wasn't there when Pele was playing, but when he was playing, like, I've seen some of his videos. This guy was a genius. He played in a different era, but he was still a genius, because he could do a lot of stuff that normal footballers wouldn't do. He's just like Messi right now, you know. So Pele just talked about how he started playing soccer and football, and how he what inspired him, and all the goals that he scored, and all his favorite moments when he was playing football. So Pele is one of, I know you all know that Pele is one of the greatest footballers to ever grace the game. So Pele thinks that Barcelona have set standards in this current generation. I mean, their way of play and their display of football. So, I mean, for Pele to say that statement holds a lot of gravity. That is just, that statement is very heavy. And I'm sure you all agree. I agree. Barcelona is good. So, y'all don't want to read about Pele's history? Just go to FIFA.com right now and see what he says, the way he was born to play football. And speaking about Pele, Pele acknowledged that Pep Guardiola, Barcelona's coach, that he's one of the best. And I'm sure you all know that Guardiola's tenure as the coach for Barcelona is running out, and but at the end of this season, he's gonna expire. So he's been modest about it, and he hasn't said if he's gonna extend his contract. The likes of Messi, the likes of Xavi, the likes of Puyol, and everybody else, they want him to extend his contract at Barcelona, but he hasn't said a single word about it. So we don't know if he wants to go to a different club, because as I told you earlier on during the show, that some of Arsenal fans thinks that Pep Guardiola is going to come to Arsenal to change things, to give him that winning streak. So I don't know if he's going to go there, but I think Guardiola he's going to make a smart decision. I don't want to bust the bubbles of Arsenal fans out there, because I know y'all tune in and y'all listening. So y'all going to be happy if Pep does that. But at the same time, the likes of Inter Milan also want the services of Pep Guardiola. And when Harry Redknapp resigns as Tottenham coach, when he accepts the offer of England to manage England, they're not going to have a coach. And I'm sure they're also looking forward or trying to broker a deal with Pep Guardiola if he's going to go to White Hart Lane. So it's going to be big, you know. The rivalry is going to be, it's going to go a notch higher if Pep Guardiola comes to England. So that is the news that everybody else is waiting. Everybody else is just waiting to see what he's going to do. And still on Spain, Messi, y'all know Messi is a humble player, right? I mean, he knows he's good, but he doesn't go, you know, whenever he holds an interview, he's always, you know, he's calm. He's a calm player, and he doesn't brag how good he is or how many cars he got or how many goals he's scored. He's just modest, and he waits for you know, like everybody else to praise him. And I mean, do y'all think that is a good character for player? I mean, Messi is the opposite of Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo be like, I'm rich, I'm handsome, I'm famous, I score goals, I'm good. So what y'all think? You know, do hit our Facebook fan page, The Kickoff at Facebook, and share your thoughts. Do y'all think that being humble as a player is better than, you know, blowing your own trumpet? I'm a fan of Cristiano Ronaldo, but I'm not trying to bust him or nothing of the sort. Dude, Cristiano Ronaldo is. Let me just say, in a nutshell, I love Cristiano Ronaldo. He's just one of those players that does it for me. I love seeing him play. I love seeing him scoring goals and free kicks. And I just love his swag. He got mad swag. So do go to our Facebook fan page to post your comments on that. So once again, thanks y'all for tuning in. Unfortunately, we've reached the end of our show. And do tune in next Monday, same time. Y'all been listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 till 8 a.m. on your radio, dominican.edu. Till later. Adios.
Yes, I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
Hey there, are you a fan of Two and a Half Men?